Why Birds Fly Into Your Windows. We're visiting today with Anna Pidgeon, Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Anna, everyone has heard or seen a bird fly into a window. Can you give us an idea why that happens?
Birds are apparently unable to perceive glass. When they see a reflection in the glass, they perceive it as open sky or as habitat. Or if they see through the glass to plant inside of a building, or if they see through it to sky on the other side, they don't recognize that there's a solid surface in between them.
Can you describe the risk factors and times for birds?
Situations in which birds are in close proximity to expanses of glass that reflect habitat are dangerous situations. And those can occur when birds are foraging during the day, or they can happen on migration. And during migration, many bird species launch into the night around sunset. They fly for several hours, and then they come down to rest and refuel. And when they land near houses in this unfamiliar territory and they're looking around for food, they often run into glass.
What other hazards do we have for birds out here? We've got the buildings and the windows. Are there other hazards?
Of course, habitat loss is the primary factor causing mortality of birds. But beyond that, cats are, by our best estimates, the biggest direct mortality factor caused by humans. And then building collisions are right up there at number two. Other factors include collisions with automobiles and collisions with wind turbines, etc.
Are there things we can do with our buildings to make them more bird-friendly?
There are design considerations, and there are considerations for where feeders are placed. And if you're dealing with an existing structure, there are add-ons that one can do to make the building more friendly. So, for example, in a new building construction, using glass that has patterns etched into it called fritted glass, which birds can perceive, is a really safe way to design your home to be bird-friendly.
Is there anything to be gained by where you place your bird feeders?
Oh, absolutely. The best practices are to put your feeder quite close to your house so that when birds leave the feeder suddenly because they're startled or whatever, they aren't able to build up enough momentum to hurt themselves if they do mistake the glass window for habitat. And another thing that you can do if you have feeders is to put netting up, or other birds can perceive UV light. So we can put decals up that they perceive strongly in the UV section of the electromagnetic spectrum that we don't perceive so well. But those need to be reapplied because UV degrades in sunlight.
We've been visiting with Anna Pidgeon, Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.